Okay, in the name of Jesus, we continue to study the book of John. In that section, we stopped at the outline of the book, right? So, based on chapter 16, verse 28, the book can be divided into four sections. The first section is from chapter 1, verse 1 to 18. This is the introduction of the book, the introduction of Jesus. I came forth from the Father. So basically, this is a summary about the identity of Jesus. In chapter 1, there are so many different titles related to Jesus. Later we will go more in detail. So this section gives us to know who Jesus is. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus, he's a real man. You know, he's just like you and me. So he has a flesh. In the John, you can see how Bible described Jesus was hungry, and Jesus wept. Jesus, he had sorrow when he faced the crucifixion. This is actually, it's a great task to him. Just like if we are facing a great challenge, our heart is uneasy, right? So we have to understand Jesus. He really suffered for our sake in this world. But at the same time, he is from the Father, from heaven. He is the Word. The all things is from him. So he is creator. He was with God and was God himself. In the end, after we finish the whole book, we have to come up with a conclusion that Jesus, he is this true God. But why he come into this world carrying a title called Son of God? He always emphasized he is the Son of God. He dare not to offend the glory of the Father. He stand very firm on his position as a son. But this because of salvation, right? Under this time and space, Jesus, this Almighty God, came into this time and space for our purpose, to save us. Okay? So he is the God himself. Okay, so this is the section one. And then section two, I have come into the world. And this record all Jesus' the sign. In John, we can see seven signs. Specially mentioned signs. Signs is just a mark, right? Once you saw the sign, you know what happened. So the signs actually to demonstrate who Jesus is. These seven signs, seven miracles, correlated to who Jesus proclaimed, I am, and also convey the message, the truth behind the sign. Okay? So there are many signs, and the truth they conveyed in this section. So this is, we say, the seven I am, or the miracles. You can see a lot of work in this section. I have come into the world. Continue. Jesus summarized his purpose for coming into this world. He said through his own mouth. Let's turn to this verse. Chapter 12, verse 46. chapter 12, 46. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness. I have come into this world. I have come as a light of the world. So whoever believes in this light will receive life. So this just a conclusion about his work. And then the next section, again, I leave the world. Now, after he finished his work, he prepared himself, depart from his disciples and leave this world, return back to Father. So, leaving. So from 13 to 19, the chapter, Jesus' ministry to public actually is end. So chapter 13, John 13, verse 1. This is you can see this is a transition from session 2 to session 3. 13 verse 1. Chapter 13, verse 1. May I have John, can you read? Okay, and then 2. So before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew his hour had come that he should depart from this world to the Father. So in chapter 13, and then you can see the following message. Jesus talked to his disciples. Only to his disciples, not to those non-believers. Okay? Very specifically, focus on his disciple. So from 13, 14, 15, 16, and on, until he was captured and was judged, all related to his disciples. So it's focused on his passion. So, passion. He is going to suffer his death and his burial. So in the chapter 19, you can see how Nicodemus brought a lot of the myrrh, right, fragrance to prepare to bury Jesus. Okay, and then the next section, the last one. Again, this is called the Book of Jesus' Glory or Jesus' Hour, because Jesus said, "My hour has come." He is going to finish it. Okay, so it concentrates on the hour in which Jesus was to be glorified through the cross. So in John, the description about his crucifixion is a little bit more detailed than the other gospels. Okay, especially when Jesus, he saw the disciple whom he loved, and then the mother. This scene, if we can imagine it, when Jesus was on the cross, it's so painful, right? Agony, great agony. But he's still concerned about his mother. And then, in such weak, terrified situation, he had to speak aloud, otherwise the mother and the disciple could not hear, right? If we are weak, And we probably have no voice at all. But you have to speak aloud, and then that also is in an open space, right? You have to speak loud enough to let the disciples to be here, right? To hear, and then the mother can also hear. You can how Jesus, he was so strong, his determination to fulfill this salvation. And I go to the Father. From chapter 20, 21, this final two chapters record event following the Lord's resurrection, particularly his appearance to Mary and to his disciples. So these two chapters give us this very important, that like chapter 21, you can see Jesus entrust this mission, this work to his disciple. And then after the author finishes in verse 24, in verse 24 and 25, the last two verses, John 21, 24, 25. Please read, Sister Tiffany. So this phrase is so famous. I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written, there's a lot more to come about Jesus. But he just finished it because Jesus returned back to his Father. Okay, so this I'm ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. This verse, Jesus talked to Mary and asked Mary to deliver to the disciple. Okay? So I am descending to my Father. And Jesus prepared the disciples for the commissions that the church would carry out on his behalf. That's why, later, these 12 apostles, they decided to continue this mission to preach to everywhere. So this is also our missionary, right? We receive these commissions from Jesus as well. Okay, so this is the outline of the entire book. So some important topics in this book. The Christ, the Son of God. We have to really understand the Christ. And the Son of God. Also, I am, right? Seven I am, the meaning. Sign, miracles, belief. Believe. Because Jesus said he come from the Father. Right? Those who believe in him will receive eternal life. He repeated so many repetitions to emphasize believe in Jesus. So sometimes we have to consider belief. So we have to come up with a faith, not because of our religion. If we just try to analyze everything through logic, then it's hard to believe. Huh? But we are different because we can experience God's existence through Holy Spirit. So read Bible and prayer, rely on the Holy Spirit. We will come to believe Jesus is the Christ. He is our Savior. He will return. And then we will see his glory. Because right now, what we can see is from Bible. But can you imagine one day you will see, you will witness the glory of Jesus? Probably when we pass away, we still cannot see it. But we believe when he comes, we will resurrect and then we will meet with him. And then we see Jesus face to face. Then at that moment, all things become clear. Everything so clear. We have no confusion at all. So hold on the faith. Okay? So the Christ, the Son of God. Let's turn to this verse, huh? To try to summarize a little bit more, and then we go deep in chapter by chapter. Chapter 3, 16 to 18. Chapter 3, 16 to 18. Jesus declared that he is the Son of God, whom the Father loves, but give him to the world. 16 to 18. 16 to 18. Brother Brandon. God so loved the world, so he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So this is so Jesus is a gift of the Father to the entire world, to the whole humankind. Whoever believes in him will have everlasting life. But for those who believe not, is condemned already. Because if we don't believe in Jesus, then all the descendants of Adam remain in the current situation, which is under sin. Right? No way out. But Jesus come to give us a light, a way out. Right? So for those who believe not, then they remain in the sin. That's it. But if we decide, we want to, I believe, then we will be safe. The Father has given him all authority, especially the authority to grant eternal life, so that whoever believes in the Son shall have life. Chapter 5. Let's turn to chapter 5. After the miracle of healing this 38 years sickness, Jesus actually spoke a lot of message because it just happened on Sabbath. The Pharisees questioned Jesus, questioned the man, right? But Jesus said, in verse 19 onward. In verse 21. Let's read from 19. 19. 19 to 22 too much. Let's read 20 to 24. 20. Sister, chapter 5, let's read 20 to 24. Julian. Amen. This message keep emphasizing that Jesus, whatever he did, is commanded by the Father. Okay. So actually, he has been authorized by the Father. As a son, whatever he said, whatever he did, is from the Father. So the Father. In verse 21 say, for as the Father raised up the dead, so the Son raised up whom he will. So this he connect Father and Son together. And in verse 24, so he who hear my word and believe on him that sent me have everlasting life. So you can see how the Father has given him all authority. Chapter 13, verse 3, 13:3. Let's turn to this verse. 13:3. Ellen, please. Okay. Jesus, knowing that the Father has given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he would return. All things in his hand. Chapter 17, verse 2. 17, verse 2. All things, including everlasting, eternal life. Catherine. Amen. So you have given him authority over all flesh. This is all from the Father. Okay, so next. Jesus, he is the only begotten of the Father. Only one. Jesus is the only way to the Father and the only one who can fully reveal the Father. So the only Son. In the book of John, say one. Son and the Father are one. He is only begotten Son. He is the only way. He is the only true vine. Only. So this is very important. God is the only one true God. Let's turn to this verse. Chapter 1, verse 18. 1:18. Brother Jesse. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, who is in the person of the Father, he has declared him. So the only begotten Son. Actually, the Son has been put in the original text. There is no the Son, the Word itself. I think it's in the Bible, some Bible they have a note, footnote. In the verse 18. In NKJV, there's a note, special mention. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, the Son itself, he said, only begotten God. So you can see this God come into this world. The Word come. Fresh. So this God can do it, right? God is almighty. God can come into in any form. Okay, so Jesus, he is the mystery of God. In chapter 14, verse 6, we're familiar with this verse, right? 14:6, you read, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father but by me. He is the only way. Okay. Verse 9, the same. Okay. So it's absolute. It's a different concept from other religion. Jesus is one with the God, with the Father. So, 10:30, I am the Father, one. And chapter 17, in his prayer, 17, verse 21, 22. Sister Emily. That they may be one, even as we are one. It's clear enough, right? One. Emphasize one. Jesus speaks and does whatever he has seen with his Father and has been commanded by the Father. In chapter 5, chapter 6, you can see all this message repeated. Okay, we don't have to read every verse. To receive the Lord Jesus is to receive the Father who has sent him. It's very important. Today, we say we love God. But God is invisible. God is in heaven. You don't see it. How can we love God? Through love our brother and sister. Right? We love God, so we serve in the church. Because now the body of Christ is on earth. Brother, sister, surrounding us. This is how we can receive those who are sent. Then we receive God. So chapter 3, Jesus said, let's turn to this verse. Chapter 3, 33. Christopher. Right. Thank you. Okay? So he who have received his testimony has set to his seal. So those who receive the testimony, Jesus, God said, I set a seal. So this is a evidence. Who received Jesus, who received the disciples, God set a seal on it. Because the Father recognized their love. Okay? So in 13, chapter 13, verse 20, during the foot washing, sometimes we will go further to this verse, verse 20, because it related to our sacraments. It's very important. Right? In our sacraments, we say we have to receive the foot washing of Jesus. How? How to receive the foot washing of Jesus? In verse 20, 13, 20. Sister Jenny. Amen. So that's why in the Holy Communion, in the foot washing, in the water baptism, those who perform these sacraments have to be sent by Holy Spirit, have to be sent to by the church. And then once we receive this foot washing, we receive the Father, receive Jesus, receive the Father. Okay? So it's very important, right? Now, 7 I Am, this is also is a very important topic. The first, Jesus said, I am what? Bread of life. I am bread of life. Because Jesus, he referred himself. He is going to die for us. And he give himself to sustain, to give us life. We are born of the Spirit. So I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread have eternal life. And we will resurrect on the very last day. I am the light of the world. In chapter 8, in chapter 9, all emphasize Jesus, he said, I am the light. The light. This light is in the beginning, in chapter 1, already mentioned it, the light. In chapter 1, let's turn to chapter 1. I am the light. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Whose turn? Sister, brother. Can I say, who is the last to do it? Genesis. Okay. Check. 1 to 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The life was the light of men. And the light shine in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. So this light, he said, to in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Actually, Jesus, he is the light. He will give us the life. He is the life. So it will relate to later. He said, oh, in chapter 10, say, I am the door. I am the door. Right? If we want to go to heavenly kingdom, if we want to enter the salvation, he is the door, the gate. And actually, this gate is a narrow gate. It's not fancy, but this gate, this door, whoever walk in, the Father will recognize. And then he will give us the abundant life. So in chapter 10, verse 7 and 9, say, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Okay? The shepherd will die for his sheep. Shepherd take care everything of his sheep. So the flock have a peace because the shepherd is a good shepherd. He's willing to die for them, protect them. I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, so chapter 11. After Jesus came to see Martha and Mary, he special mentioned to Martha. He came in to comfort, to show his glory. Right? So he declared, I am the resurrection and the life. Because the life is at his hand. He can give, but at the same time, he can take it back. Right? So, in Jesus, we are so blessed. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We all know this. I am the true vine. Chapter 15. I am the true vine. Why Jesus, he wanted to emphasize the true vine? Is there any false vine? The vine doesn't is not real. Why he emphasize true vine? Have you ever considered the meaning of Jesus? He tried to say the true meaning. There is someone who has come in to show I am also mine. If they say, okay, I can bear fruit, you can connect into this vine and then you also have a bear fruit. But what difference between this vine of Jesus and others? Right? It's different. We have to think about. We will go details in chapter 15 later. Okay? I am. Not just Jesus proclaimed, say, I am the bread of life, or I am the good shepherd. Now he said, I am. So let's turn to chapter 8. It's very important. The I am is in Exodus chapter 3, when the Lord answered to Moses about his name, and he proclaimed, I am who I am. Jesus is special. In John chapter 8, he answered, give us a very important message. This is true. Chapter 8, verse 24. Chapter 8, 24. 24. Sister. Next, Jessica. Okay, and then 28. And then 58. Amen. So this verse, especially 24, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. It's, in the original text, there's no here. Just say, I am. If you don't believe I am, what does it mean, I am? This is the God, the I am who I am, self-exist and live forever. He is the source of all things. All things come from him. I am. Verse 28, he said, when you dip up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. I am. So that's why, you know, the centurion, he recognized, oh, this is the righteous. Verse 58, before Abraham was, I am. This all to proclaim Jesus, he is God. He is God. Okay? So in Isaiah 43, verse 10, really proclaim, emphasize this I am, this God is I am. Okay? So we have to understand that Jesus, his identity, defy nature, defy identity. Jesus told his disciples that if you believe that I am, when the time pass, you will understand. After everything complete, you know who I am. Chapter 13, verse 19. 13, 19. Brother David. Okay. Now I tell you before it comes, like Jesus foretold them to be aware. When it does come to pass, you may believe that I am. The he actually is addition. You will believe I am. So that's why, you know, John, when he wrote the book of the first John, especially emphasized Jesus, God is love. Okay, I am. Then let's study the chapter 1 to have more detail about the introduction of Jesus, because they are related to chapter 1. Let's turn to chapter 1. You read chapter 1 before, right? During the Bible, your morning Bible reading. You have read this chapter, huh? So how many titles of Jesus in this chapter? How many titles? You counted for yourself, huh? Take about a couple of minutes. The whole chapter actually is quite long, 51 verses. Try to catch the title of Jesus. I do need to get my extension cord. Chapter 1. Anyone have count how many titles? Joshua? Six. Okay, six. And It's okay. I know it's okay. What is the sixth title? Huh? Word, and then true light. Again, Christ, Jesus, Messiah, huh? Lamb of God, Son of God. Any other supplements from sister's side? Son of Man. King of Israel. Okay. What else? Huh? Life. Okay. This section, chapter 1, is very important because it gives us a summary of the introduction of Jesus. We have to know Jesus. He carried so many different titles. Okay, let's go through the Word, right? In the beginning, say the Word. This is in verse 1, verse 14, because he said the Word has made flesh. This flesh is Jesus. This Word, the Word was God. The Word in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Okay? So Jesus, he is the manifestation of God. And this directs to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. This is called a mystery. Mystery. So the Word. Next. The creator of all things. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he is the creator. All things come from him. If you don't make it, then nothing. It's empty. Right? So he is the owner of all things. Verse 10, also the same thing, right? Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It's created. Next. He is the source of life. Verse 4, in him was life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. So, if we believe in Jesus, if we receive him, and then we take his body as he promised, we are in him, he in us. Then in him is life. Huh? So he's the source of life. He makes us resurrect on the last day. He is so wonderful. Next. He is the true light. Verse 9. Right? Verse 9. There was the true light which lightened every man that come into the world. The true light. You connect it to the true vine. Huh? So the light is not the ordinary light. The light is different from the sun. From the star. No. He is the true light. Okay. And then, next. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. Verse 14 and 19. in 18. Repeat twice, say, verse 14, and we behold the glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 18, the same. No one can have seen God at any time, the only begotten Son. He is the name of God. Name of God. According to the prophecy of Isaiah, he is the lamb for our sake to be slaughtered. But he keeps silent, right? Because he come in to fulfill salvation. He is the Son of God. 34, verse 34. John the Baptist, he saw how Holy Spirit came upon him. And then, because in verse 33, the Father revealed this important message, the truth to John. Please read 33 and 34. Brother Benjamin, and yeah. Amen. This Son of God is going to give us the Holy Spirit to baptize us with the Spirit. Right? So, John, he witnessed how Holy Spirit, like a dove, descend upon him. So he said, I saw, and then bear record that this is the Son of God. And verse 49, Nathanael, he answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. You are the Son of God. You know, Nathanael is a true Israelite, right? Because he actually is waiting, looking for this Messiah to come. And he saw it. His mind just suddenly changed. After Jesus talked to him. So that sometimes we do need to ask, pray Jesus to talk to us. If Jesus talked to us, then our mind, just like a veil, has been divvied up. And everything's become just quick. You just get it. So we have to pray this revelation from Jesus. Verse 41 says, the Messiah, the Christ. Who says you are the Messiah? 41. Andrew, right? Andrew. We have found the Messiah. The one whom Moses and the prophet wrote in the scriptures. Verse 45 is how Philip introduced Jesus to his friend Nathanael. He's the one. He's the prophet, the anointed one. Moses had prophesied in where? Remember the verse in Deuteronomy 18. Okay, next. Jesus, 45 say, Nathanael say, 45. It's Philip said, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. He's also son of Joseph. And then, Rabbi, teacher. Jesus is the greatest teacher. So if we are our teacher, we have to learn from Lord Jesus, how he teach his disciples, how he teach the multitude about the parable. You know, we have to learn. This is how Jesus has been called Rabbi, and he is the King of Israel. King of Israel. Why? King, meaning he is the one to give them the glory. So in the very last week, when Jesus came into Jerusalem, that's why all the Jews, they welcome him. They shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, right? Because they expect this king come in Jerusalem. To Jerusalem, what? It's king. Reveal their glory, ancient glory, as King David showed to them. King of Israel. And then he is the son of man. Verse 51 say, this is the very last verse. And he said to him, most assuredly, I said to you, hereafter you shall see heaven opened, and the angel of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So this Son of Man become a ladder of heaven, become the gate of heaven. So Jesus, the Son of Man, just like what Jacob saw in the wilderness during the dream, he saw how awesome this place is, right? Because this is the gate of heaven, the temple of God. He saw angel descending and ascending, descending on it. So this is the introduction of Jesus in chapter 1. Okay. So for tomorrow and on, we will continue to chapter by chapter, and hopefully you can finish in time, because we have only 5 class left. It's kind of a rush, but hope we can do it. All right, time's up. Let's pray in silence.